Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Hey, football fans, are you ready to score some free bets? Now you can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. When a team scores, you score. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN. Bet just $1 on either team to score. That's it. They just have to score, and you win $100 in free bets. What a deal. That's code KSM this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Thomas Frank Carr. T. Frank, we've got a Penn State team that has now lost four of their last five games. This one, 21-17 to Michigan. A top 10 team, but this was still a really winnable game for Penn State, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's, I think, the most frustrating part is that, and I don't know where you want to start with the offense or the defense, but, you know, the Michigan offense is, it's just basic. Like, it is, for Penn State fans that were angry about running two fakes on the same drive, Michigan ran the same four plays the entire game. And they got, because of a couple big plays, because of one big play to end the game, they got 21 points. So, you know, that idea that you have, I'd say, a better schematic offense in general, and that you have the better, as a comparable defense, and you just couldn't score enough points to win the game, that is a frustrating thing that you could have beaten a top 10 team, but you didn't. And I understand why fans are so angry after that game. But it boils down to Penn State made too many mistakes on offense. It's not even the failings of the offensive line per se. It's just, it was a sloppy day. They were not sharp offensively, and you know, that cost them points.
All right, well, let's get into some of the specifics. Let's start with those two fake kicks. First, they had the fake punt that succeeded, yep, even though Michigan called a timeout,
yep,
obviously leery of a fake. Then when they got down to the two-yard line, fourth and goal from the two, they chose a fake field goal. That one didn't succeed. Other than the fact that the fake punt succeeded, that was a great play, right? Because
right,
it succeeded. Right. The fake field goal, what a lousy play because it didn't succeed.
Yeah.
Is that the best description of it?
You know, it's a complicated web of opinions. And that's how I've phrased this all week since the post-game show I do on YouTube is, whatever your opinion of it, that situation is, you're not going to change it based on any evidence, any way at all. So I'm done debating the whether you should take the points or not, because that part, there's no changing anybody's mind. So of the people who want to listen to the idea that going for it in that situation is a good idea, now we're having a conversation of people wanted James Franklin to challenge the spot on the previous play. That maybe you get down to the half yard line. Maybe it doesn't. You don't get that call and it's at the two like it is. Having your kicker be the guy that is the one trying to score the points is a bit of a tough thing when it's got to be perfect. Like, the play execution has to be perfect, and it wasn't, because that's how it was going all day. And by the way, from an offensive perspective, it was not going well on the offensive line either. Mike Miranda, who I were getting some reports of wasn't really healthy coming into the game, had to leave after the third drive. So at that point, he'd still be in there, not playing particularly well. So do you think you can get something from the two-yard line? I don't think it's as easy as you should keep your offense out there, but that is ultimately where I land, is you needed to go for it. And you should have kept your offense out there. And I understand James Franklin's hesitation of doing that, seeing as his offense has been inconsistent at best in fourth down conversions. The ironic part is later in the game they converted, I think, two or three in a row to get points to tie the game up. So I would have opted for keeping the offense out on the field and going for it properly. Because the other part of this is Jordan Stout doesn't have to fumble and give them the ball at the 30. If they just run a conversion and it doesn't work and he's down, let's say, worst case scenario at the 5, that's different than giving Michigan the ball at the 30. You at least are putting them in bad, scoring territory, and you're giving them a bad field position start, and then your defense, which is playing well all day, you know, as in retrospect, they get to give you a shorter field back potentially, and none of that happened. It was the most disastrous outcome you could have on that play. I don't think that necessarily should shade the entire thing, because that's kind of armchair retrospective analysis.
Well, I'll give you, you know, my thought process as it was going on. First of all, I go for it. You're up 3-0 at that point. Another field goal, you're still only up by one score.
Yep, that's exactly right.
I felt maybe if they were up 7-0, maybe I kicked a field goal to go up 10-0, so I'm up 2 scores. Yep. The other part to it was at the time, you know, I even said, oh, no, not a fake again. Because I was on high alert for a fake because of the earlier one.
Right.
So I suspect Michigan was also. And the final thought is the one that you made. Just line up and go for it. And my concern is you struggled short yardage all season long. You had that disastrous 2-point conversion overtime thing where you couldn't get a 2-pointer where you're looking to make 3 yards. In all this time, did you not come up with something to say, you know what, in this kind of situation, we're going to be ready. We're going to have a play, you know, on 4th and 2.
Yeah.
And
they had it later.
Spoiler alert, the 4th and 2 idea will come up again later.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They had a couple of them later. The other thing is, and you mentioned this and it's important, is 2 scores changes, like 2 actual scoring drives, changes the mathematics of the game for Michigan. Because you saw when they threw the ball, they were bad. Penn State just didn't force them by game flow to throw the ball more. Cade McNamara was in the pocket, and I mean that in a metaphorical sense, not literally, because he was literally in the pocket. He never leaves. He never gets sacked, other than when you get immediate pressure. They didn't make him uncomfortable because they didn't put enough game pressure on them. If in those 3 drives where they had 34 plays and held the ball for 12 and a half minutes, they need to get more than just, what was it, 3 points or 6 points at that point? Like, you need to make Michigan chase you, and it changes the way they play on offense. And they couldn't do it. And that's why he went for it. That's why it was the right decision, but the wrong process is how I view it.
Real good. That is an absolutely smart analysis, T. Frank, and it's smart because I agree with that.
Very good.
So... okay, let's. You alluded to it. The offensive line play, 7 sacks, 12 tackles for loss. Was it as bad as those numbers?
Yes and no. So on the first drive, when they were getting free rushes at the quarterback, Rasheed Walker was not blocking. Like, he has. I don't know what is going on with Rasheed Walker, but he's had the slowest starts in all of his games this year. Maybe not all of his games, but you remember the really bad plays. So on the play where Aiden Hutchinson gets a free rush at the quarterback, and you've seen the viral picture now of the offensive line all on the ground and the defensive line all in Clifford's face, that's a cut block. So what happened was everyone is going at the legs of the defensive line to knock them down because they're going to throw a short pass directly over their heads. It was a slant route, 2 slants on the left side, on the long side of the field, to Jahan Dotson and Parker Washington. Whoever comes open is who gets the ball. The problem is, Rasheed Walker gives one of the poorest efforts I've ever seen at a cut block. If you throw a cut block, no matter what, you should end up on the ground, and he just stumbles forward after Aiden Hutchinson olays him. That puts Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end, directly in the face of Sean Clifford, the way he's trying to throw. Everybody else got their guy on the ground. Everybody else. So when that happens, not only does he have a free run at the quarterback, but he also blocks the passing lane on the side that was important. So it's a totally busted play. And then on a later play, he's run blocking when everyone else is pass blocking. And again, another free rusher at the quarterback with a sack. So some of the sacks were total mental errors. And then some of them were you just got whipped. Caden Wallace could not hold up against those guys. And then there were some free rushers on some blitzes that weren't good either. But I think from the offensive line proper, it wasn't as bad as seven sacks. It was just five sacks bad.
Bad. Okay. Well, I want to ask you about the first one was just such a whiff. I mean, he just totally whiffed. You often hear that about an offensive lineman. But now they at least get a piece of him. They at least touch the defender. He didn't even touch him. The second sack, I'm glad you described that a bit. I want to get more specific on it. As the layperson watching it, going back and doing it in slow motion, clicking through it, Rashid Walker blocked inward and ended up blocking a defensive tackle, which meant the defensive end, Ajabo, was free completely. Yeah. And what you ended up with was the center, left guard, and left tackle, all blocking one person and allowing the defensive end free run. Miranda turns, and you can see he's really upset, yelling in that direction. Yep. I didn't know if he was yelling at the guard or the tackle. Based on what you're saying, I'm assuming what he was doing, that blocking inside, was because he was made a mistake and was blocking run instead of pass, based on what you said.
I mean, you should never in pass protection cross over another player unless it's a play action pass where you're faking a run. There's no pass blocking scenario where you should be in front of the guard. There's just none, especially seeing, again, four of the other linemen all did a slide protection to one side and Rashid Walker crashed down on a defensive end. So, you know, I don't know the play call, but your context clues are the same ones I have. And watching everything else, everyone pass blocked and that guy stepped forward. Now, that's the analysis I have, is that didn't look good. And that, based on what Mike Miranda did as well, yeah, I think that he got the wrong play.
And what's even worse, to your point about the slow starts for Rashid Walker, those two sacks were two of the first four plays from scrimmage. Yeah. So you can't get much worse than that. Kudos to the rest of the team for overcoming that and actually scoring on that drive with a couple big third down plays. All right, that's it for quarter number one. We are not done talking Penn State, Michigan. Stay tuned for more.
Who's ready to score some free bets? You can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.